This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, October 18th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At age 17, Sony was sold into sexual slavery by her own aunt. She spent 3 decades as a prostitute in India before a Nepali Christian helped her escape. This woman shared the gospel with Sony, and Sony joyfully accepted the invitation of salvation through Christ who loves her, reports Voice of the Martyrs. Luke 15, verse 10 says, "There is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." But once she returned home, her family did not accept her because she had been a prostitute who then became a so-called untouchable by becoming a Christian. Sony said, quote, "Everybody rejected me. Jesus was the only one who loved me," end quote. Her family physically pushed her out of the home, causing Sony to fracture her leg. She's now being cared for by a church. She said, quote, "Please pray that God will provide all my needs and that all my family will come to know Jesus, so that one day they may also come to the saving knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ," end quote. A long-serving member in Britain's parliament, conservative lawmaker David Amos, was stabbed to death Friday during a meeting with constituents at a church in England in what police said was a terrorist incident, reports Reuters. An unidentified 25-year-old man with a knife and a link to Islamist extremism was arrested in connection with the attack. Amos, age 69, was attacked around midday on Friday at a Methodist church in Lee-on-Sea, a town about 40 miles east of London. Paramedics tried, without success, to save him. President Joe Biden is warning members of the military that if they do not get the COVID shot, not only will they be dishonorably discharged, losing all of their benefits, including their pension, but they could also face imprisonment, reports Liberty Counsel. Catherine, whose name has been changed to protect her identity, has been a member of the military for 24 years. She currently serves in the Navy Reserve. Biden's COVID shot mandate goes against her deeply held religious beliefs. Catherine would prefer to retire and be done with this administration's mandate, but her superiors will not allow her to do so without taking the shot. She said, quote, "This is not the United States of America that I grew up in, defended, and loved," end quote. Liberty Counsel, a Christian legal rights group based in Orlando, Florida, is filing a class action lawsuit against Joe Biden and his administration on behalf of members of the military, federal employees, and federal civilian contractors who have been unlawfully mandated to get the COVID shots or face dishonorable discharge from the military or termination from employment. Further, the mandates violate religious freedom. The plaintiffs do not want to participate directly or indirectly or otherwise be associated with the destruction of human life through abortion by injecting a product that contains or was tested or developed with aborted fetal cell lines. The plaintiff's free exercise of religion is protected under the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993. If you are being pressured to take the COVID shot at your workplace, get a religious exemption at lc.org/exempt. That's lc.org/exempt. And finally, Sonia Richards Ross, a former Olympic track and field athlete, has spoken out about being pressured into an abortion, reports Right to Life UK. Speaking about her journey to an abortion clinic in her new book, Chasing Grace, she said, quote, "I knew I was at a crossroads. Everything I ever wanted seemed to be within reach. The culmination of a lifetime of work was right before me. In that moment, it seemed like no choice at all. All of the crying leading up to that moment had left me so numb that I barely remember the cold instruments as they brushed against my skin," end quote. The next day, she boarded a flight to Beijing to compete in the 2008 Olympic Games. She did not tell her coaches, her teammates, or her father. She wrote of how, in the individual 400-meter sprint, her feelings of shame, guilt, and unworthiness over feeling pressured into the abortion affected her performance and resulted in her third-place finish, Instead of the Olympic gold, she had been the favorite to win. She felt, quote, "I made a decision that broke me," end quote. She told Sports Illustrated, quote, "I literally do not know another female track athlete who has not had an abortion, and that's sad," end quote. The fact that Ross felt she had no choice at all speaks to a toxic culture that encourages athletes to do whatever it takes to perform at the highest level, even if it means killing her own baby. Romans 5, verse 8 offers hope. "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." For student athletes in the U.S., scholarship money is also a major concern. ESPN's investigation revealed policies that essentially forced vulnerable women into abortion mills. For example, at least 7 athletes at Clemson University in South Carolina had undergone abortions due to fear of losing their places on their sports teams and their corresponding financial support. Not only are these policies morally abhorrent, but under Title IX, a federal civil rights law in the U.S. intended to prevent sex discrimination, any school that receives federal money cannot legally discriminate against students because of their sex or parental status. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Monday, October 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.